You're listening to the audio production of All is Bright by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
1. Delilah Carter's breath plumed in the frosty air as she cranked up the heater and turned her gray Toyota away from Tidewater Inn. The sun setting over the back of the inn would make a pretty postcard. Delilah had worked here for 10 years, and she loved it as if she owned it. It was the only real home she'd had as an adult, and she never wanted to live anywhere else than her little suite on the third floor. As she drove toward Hope Beach, she lowered the window and waved at Amy and Curtis Ireland, putting their surfing equipment in the back of their truck. They waved back as she passed. Only those two would be crazy enough to brave December water temperatures. Even the Outer Banks was chilly this time of year. The temperature was 45 and was expected to fall to 36 tonight. Curtis's aunt must be watching the kids. Amy was the local midwife, and she'd married one of the local Coast Guard men. They were raising Curtis's niece, and they'd adopted a little girl 6 months ago. Delilah's phone rang through the navigation system on the dash, and she hit the button to answer the call from Ellen Summerall. "You just can't stand it, can you? I'm on my way to town to get the decorations. Everything is under control. The bride is not supposed to be stressed before the wedding. Relax." "Easy for you to say." Ellen's voice held an edge of strain. "The dress doesn't fit and will have to be taken in. The wedding is only a week away, and there is so much to do. Why on earth did I ever think a Christmas wedding was a good idea?" "Have you been dieting?" Delilah adopted a stern tone. "With your heart transplant, you have to make sure you're eating well." "I'm eating way too much. With so many showers and Christmas parties, I've gained 5 pounds. The bridal shop must have misgauged the sizing. I'll have to find a seamstress." Delilah grinned at her friend's wheedling tone. "You know perfectly well I used to work for a bridal shop in Richmond way back when. I'll do it for you." "You're a doll, Delilah. Is there anything you can't do? You run the inn with your hands tied behind your back, soothe guests, cook like Julia Child, and keep us all in line. Flattery will get you everywhere. Go get a massage or something and calm down. Talk to you later." She ended the call. Night had quickly fallen, even though it was only 6. A guest at the inn with car trouble had delayed her, but her friend who ran the craft store had agreed to meet her after hours. Delilah spared a glance at the lovely ocean, 10 feet below the road. She glanced in the rearview mirror. A black truck was bearing down on her. With no lights, it was coming fast.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?